This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
If he had his way, Sean Foster would have been working full-time in Haliburton County a long time ago. God knows, as an advanced care paramedic, he made his credentials and his desire to transfer here well known in his regular reminder calls to Mike Slatter, chief of the Haliburton County Paramedic Service. You see, Foster, who graduated in 2011, was working in Haliburton, but not full-time, and not as the advanced care paramedic he trained to be. For the last 14 years, he's been dividing his time between Bancroft and Haliburton, but when Haliburton County gave the nod to funding 3 advanced care paramedics, he was first in line for the position. He's thrilled to be working in the town where he and his wife are raising their 2 children.
I'm really excited. I mean, like I had said, I was like 14 years waiting for this to eventually become something. And I'm happy that Mike came here and did that. I'm sure he's happy that I'm not texting him anymore about getting this rolling. But yeah, no, I think it's going to be like a massive thing for the community, especially with transport times in this county and the spots you can end up. We have such a unique geography, water trail systems, camping, northern lakes, very long transport times. And now we can bring that higher level of care right to the patient. You break your leg on the dock. We're coming, we can give you medication to help the pain to get you out of there, or we can cardiovert someone at the house, because that distance and time from extricating someone out of a house to transport to the hospital is a really long time in a lot of cases up here. We have very highly trained primary care paramedics who are already providing very adequate care. We're just kind of that extra little bit, whatever we can do to kind of the tool in the toolbox that we can use, whether it's chest needles, intubating, giving drugs and cardiac arrest, stopping seizures a great distance from hospitals. Those types of things are really important, so it's very exciting.
In mid-August, the County of Haliburton announced the deployment of its first frontline advanced care paramedic, or ACP. The program is expected to expand over time to a total of 3 ACPs. Every ambulance in Haliburton County is staffed by highly trained primary care paramedics, PCPs, who provide exceptional care for the community. The addition of advanced care paramedics means on-site interventions can now be performed that could not be carried out before, such as intubation and the administration of medications. For residents and visitors, this means an additional layer of advanced clinical care is available within the county. Slatter, who's been in the role of chief for the last year and a half, is grateful for County Council's leadership and the foresight of the union in bringing advanced paramedic care to the region.
One of the goals when I got hired was to look at bringing advanced care paramedics to Haliburton County. So we've been actually working on that essentially for over a year. Working with the union, working with county council and that. So it was proposed to county council during our budget meetings in the fall of last year to bring advanced care paramedics on board. Here's what the cost would be, the impact to the budget. We got approval to bring 3 advanced care paramedics in. So what advanced care paramedics do? So we worked with the union. The union members voted on it and they agreed to our letter of understanding to bring them in early before going into collective agreement negotiations and going through that process, which would have delayed it by another year to go through collective agreement negotiations and that to bring something. So we worked with the union quite collaboratively. The membership voted in favor of it. And so we were able to get the process moving. We needed county council approval, which we received. And then it was a matter of showing our base hospital that, you know, we have qualified people in the service and submitting their qualifications to base hospital. And then they gave the permission to practice at that advanced care level. A lot kind of happened over time. And then timing wise, it was a matter of, you know what? I just want to get the program going.
Slatter says an advanced care paramedic ups the game here in Haliburton County by bringing a higher level of care for both residents and cottagers.
They have an additional year of education over primary care paramedics. They bring more skills to the table as well. So they'll do things like what's called cardioversion. So if your heart's beating really fast, we have some medication that can slow it down, or we can use our defibrillators to deliver a shock to slow it down. But we also can give some pain medication and sedation to do that because it's a very painful procedure. We can pace someone's heart. So if someone's heart's beating too slow, the advanced care paramedic can offer cardiac pacing to the person for trauma calls. calls, which we have a lot of trauma calls in this area. We have more pain medication options, such as morphine, fentanyl, ketamine, to be able to give to a person. We also have the ability, depending on what's happened, to do what's called a chest needle decompression. So if someone has a collapsed lung and certain criteria are met, we will actually stick a needle into their chest to reduce the impacts of that, because it is a very life-threatening condition. It brings health equity to the community. As far as paramedics are concerned, the majority of the province have advanced care paramedics. Halliburton County hasn't had advanced care paramedics. So it brings that health equity lens here as a starter to it. We know there's a lot more to build on. The primary care paramedics here, they're very good. They're very well trained. They know what they're doing. And this really helps enhance what they're doing. They talked about some of those skills that we talked about that the primary care paramedics can't do. We now have the advanced care paramedics that can do that. Our average transport time to the hospital in the community is almost 25 minutes. That can make a huge difference for somebody now where Sean shows up at their house and their heart's beating too fast. I can now slow it down, as opposed to running the gambit of 25 minutes, are they going to make it or not? That's what we bring now.
Originally from Toronto, Foster says he's always wanted to live and work here in Halliburton County. His father was a Toronto firefighter, but that line of work didn't interest him. His family cottaged up here for decades, and now that he's a full-time ACP, he's fulfilling his dream. He's happy to be part of the team here.
For a lot of the primary care paramedics, they've never worked with ACPs before. So now they're going to see these skills and interventions deployed out in the field. And it is exciting. To actually see something work is really cool. There are a lot of things that as a PCP that you do that do make big improvements to the patient outcomes. But as an ACP, you can see things happen right now and then when you deliver that shock or deliver that medication, or you actually get to see it happen in the field. And I think that will inspire people.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.